This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm sorry, I just ate a pickle, so my voice is down. Big thank you. Thank you for coming in and tuning in and listening to my pickly, scratched throat. I don't know what it is. It's got to be, I guess something sour starts to, I need to figure that out. Why does drinking or eating something sour mess with the back of the throat? I need to figure that out. So anyway, I apologize. I just heard this, as many of you did, where a surgeon removed the wrong man's kidney because the patient had the same name as the other patient who was supposed to have the kidney removed. This happened in Worcester, Massachusetts, and the hospital is at risk of losing Medicaid and Medicare funding, according to the Worcester Telegram reporting. An investigation revealed that two patients with the same name but different birthdays were in St. Vincent Hospital at the same time. One was supposed to have a tumorous kidney removed based on scans from another hospital. But during surgery at St. Vincent Hospital July 20th, the doctor realized that the kidney he extracted looked healthy. Nurses in charge of admitting patients to the operating room said they don't always receive the doctor's notes and other scans. Procedure dictates they confirm imagery before sending a patient into surgery. This is ridiculous. Just ridiculous. They said the patient's admission, and plan for surgery to remove the tumor's kidney was based on another patient's CT scan results in error. We are working to implement enhanced safeguards as identified in the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services survey, including additional verification steps with physicians. That's the St. Vincent spokeswoman, Erica Noonan, told the Telegram. This is a deeply unfortunate situation, and we will take all steps necessary to prevent it from happening again. In the future, the hospital plans to have all surgical cases, which are deemed clinically necessary based on an imaging study, to have the images available, present, displayed prior to surgery, and to verify the patient's name, date of birth, surgical site, and side. Okay, I don't understand why this wasn't happening. So basically what happened is some guy got rolled in and said, we got to take out your kidney because this is your CAT scan. And the kidneys, you know, the kidney was all tumorous, etc. Because my guess is he consented, obviously, before he got rolled in. And so, unfortunately, he had the kidney taken out, and they were like, oops, what's going on here? This kidney's perfect. Where's the CT? Well, CT says, Joe Smith, whatever. Well, what's the date of birth? Oh, no. You can't just put in, you can't just put his kidney back. So I'm not sure what's going to happen. You know, if a kidney gets taken out mistakenly, many times what they'll do is just have them function on one kidney. There's probably going to be some sort of a settlement. I don't know. Lawsuit. Not sure where that's going to go. Could he have a new kidney transplanted? Yes. But, I mean, gosh, there's not really a lot of extra kidney transplants or extra kidneys available. And this is a shame. Yeah, the other thing, too, is I wonder if, here's the other thing, too, and again, I'm not a urologist, okay, because the type of surgeon who would remove a kidney would be a urologist. Okay, I haven't done surgery for 20-some years, you know, when I was in training, but when you're about to remove the organ, you aren't just sitting there going, la-di-da-di-da-di-da-da, taking out, and then you look at it. You could look at the organ before you take it out. Now, the problem is many of these tumors could be within the tissue. it doesn't necessarily have to be tumorous on the outside. So if they're going in and they're taking out the kidney, and they're saying, yep, that kidney's diseased, it has cancer, you know, many times they aren't prone to second-guessing. You know, like, look, I looked at the CAT scan looks bad, etc. But, I mean, if this was a kidney where the tumors were on the outside, it's a shame that they could have just kind of taken a peek. So, you know, you as a patient are probably thinking, oh, my gosh, I you know, how does that happen to me? Or how do you prevent that from happening to you? Well, first and foremost, you've got to double check. I mean, whenever you don't believe something, okay, it's okay to say, I don't believe it. I would like more proof. And, you know, I personally, and again, you may have to pay cash. You may have to pay, you know, but let's say you're really, really worried about something like this happening to you. Okay, if they say, yeah, there's tumors all over it, you could say, you know what, I would like to watch the ultrasound as it happens. All right, I'll pay extra, just ultrasound the kidney. I just want to make sure you guys didn't mix up my cats again. And let me look on the screen and let me see. And not all organs you're able to do this with, you know. But, it's... And then, you know, well, the kidney looks good on ultrasound. I mean, now, again, it's hard to say because, you know, some kidneys, if they're cancerous, like I said, it could be more interstitially, it could be more inside, internally, you know, that kidney. But it's pretty scary stuff. Another thing you could also do is, you know, when you go in for your scan, you know, the images are right there. Now, usually techs are not allowed to go over the images, but you can verify. You know, I don't know about you guys, but when you get blood work done, many times they go through the process of verifying. They go, do you see this is your drug test? Okay, you see this is your drug test. We're capping it up. We're putting this on. And you know, so you get to watch your blood test go from one area to another. Sealed, signed, delivered. Maybe that's something we have to do with the CAT scan, where the CAT scan was done, and then, you know, so, it's a shame. Seeing something like this, it's like, this should never happen in this day and age. All right, guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to be talking about these naturopathic teething tablets and why 10 children have died now using these homeopathic teething tablets and what other adverse events have been associated with it. Don't go away. We're right back on 877 Doc Dolly.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, a couple weeks ago, we had Dr. John Young, who is awesome. It was a lot of fun having him on of Young Health. And he's back today to talk to us more about how to lose fat, prevent diabetes. Dr. Young, thank you for coming on with us.
Hey, glad to be here. Glad to be here.
Awesome. So, you know, we did, obviously this subject is huge, so we didn't get enough time to talk about all of it. So, yeah, first, what are some ways we can lose fat? How do we lose this fat?
Well, I think you start off by my patients coming to me saying the same thing. I want to lose fat, especially around the midline. And I tell them, let's get a fasting insulin level.
Right.
Not a glucose, insulin. And we can kind of follow this because I like that level around 4 or 5. And what happens is if you want to drop insulin, when you drop insulin, you burn fat, store muscle. And that's what people want to do. They want to build muscle and get rid of that fat. So I give them basically what the textbooks, you and I know, guiding textbook of medical physiology, 1 gram of protein for every 2.2 pounds of body weight. And, you know, I say, when you increase the protein, you drop the insulin, and you burn fat. People come to me all the time saying, John, I am working like a dog. I work out 7 days a week. In a month, I've lost 1 pound. I even walked by a donut shop, and I gained a pound back.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you don't lower the insulin, all you're going to do is you're going to work like a dog and burn muscle and store fat. Insulin says, hold on to fat at all costs and burn the muscle. So that's why you've got to lower it, and you do it with protein.
Okay, wow. And, of course, if you lower the fat, there's that relationship with diabetes. Tell us about that.
Well, I did a study for a large insurance company, and basically I showed them that, listen, if you lower the insulin levels, you're going to get, in the study, 70% of the patients got off all or most of their diabetic medicines within 8 to 12 weeks just by me increasing their protein. And they were so impressed, they said, John, we're going to pay you more than any other family practitioner in the country because you're our most successful doc when it comes to blood pressure and diabetes.
Right.
And it's not that I am so smart. It's just that I learned to read, and I'm doing exactly what the physiology textbook said years ago.
So let's say somebody is vegan and vegetarian, and I know you have shakes but if somebody wants to increase their protein, but they want to still maintain their, what are good sources that you would recommend?
As a vegan?
Yes.
All right. You know, here's what I found. The only really healthy vegans that I have met really had just come over from India. They have a tremendous variety of fruits and vegetables that I don't think we have as much so here in the U.S. In my working with the American vegan, I will tell you this. For a while, they're great, but as they get older, they seem to fall apart. They age quicker because there are just certain amino acids, I mean, taurine and serine, that you really just can't get in plants, fruit and vegetables. So they're either going to have to supplement that, but they can do it. But in my practice, and I know I'm here in sunny Florida,
yeah,
I just find that my patients do not do as well. They can do it, but they're going to have to work a lot harder on it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think also a factor is also our soil? You know, if our soil is depleted of nutrients, does that have any effect on what they could be receiving nutritionally?
Oh, listen, our soil, I live for a while in South Africa. And, I would eat about 4 pounds of peaches and apricots a day in season there. They didn't look real pretty, but boy, did they taste great. Mm-hmm. I go to the grocery store, buy the best looking fruit you can find. I mean, it's unbelievably good looking. I bite into it, it's like cardboard. We have traded looks. We think looks are more important,
right,
than taste. Now I sound like a typical guy. You're more important than looks.
So that's fascinating. That's fascinating. For those who join us, we're talking to Dr. John Young of Young Health. So tell us about what have you come up with to help get this nutrition into patients?
Well, basically, I just really took what the Germans did in the 1931 Nobel Prize in Medicine, which talked about cellular membrane and oxidative stress and all that. And basically what I found is this. If you want to remake a cell membrane and drop the insulin levels, what you need is a protein concentrate, not an isolate. An isolate lasts in the body about 1 to 2 hours. It's great if you're going to try to work out and build muscle. But if you're dealing with diseases, you're talking about you want a protein to last 6 to 8 hours in the body, so that's going to be a concentrate. Number two is the Europeans learned to do this years ago. They took oils and they found a way to powderize them. So you can buy these protein powders out there with sunflower oil in them and all of that because they powderize an oil. when you powderize an oil, make it like powder, mm-hmm. you hydrogenate it. It's like Crisco. Well, I don't want that.
Right.
And then so many of these products have maltodextrin in them, especially your diabetic products. Maltodextrin raises insulin levels.
Wow.
Yeah, so most of the junk stuff that I'm seeing out there, so all I want is I want just a pure. We use as our number one, but we have other options. Number one is a pure whey protein concentrate that we actually had them build to our specifications. There's nothing else in it. There's no sugar, salt, maltodextrin, or whatever. It's just that. And then for a lot of them, we do add flaxseed oil because you can emulsify an oil into protein and you really remake your cell membrane. And you know what? I have people that I may not see in my practice except once a year. But, you know, they're always coming in, buying it. I said, why? Because, John, I'm off all my meds. I feel great. All my friends are, you know, seeing the doctor all the time. I'm running around. You know, this is the way I think we were built to be. We are not supposed to be on medicines. And I have to tell you this. A lady came up to my mom, she's about 90, and said, Dottie, something's wrong with you. What is it? You're not on any medications.
Yeah.
Something's wrong. You got to go to the doctor. He's got to get you on meds. And we are we think that
right.
as you age, you have to be on meds.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure you've seen in the news, and this every year a study comes out talking about calcium supplements and increasing risk of heart attack. When you were talking about all the additional substrates, compounds that these supplements could have, you know, it just reminded me of that. What is then the best way besides dairy to then get calcium if there's that risk of arteriosclerotic plaquing?
Well, how do you make sure you don't get all that calcium?
Well, yeah. How do you make a calcium supplement that won't increase your risk of heart disease?
Okay, couple things. One is that if you're looking at heart disease, I think that triglycerides are more important than anything else when it comes to heart disease. So you drop triglycerides when you increase protein and cut down carbs.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to calcium, the American woman is consuming more calcium than I think is in all of women and mankind combined consume. So I don't think you need it. Because the other thing is this, and I learned this from Professor Myers at Johns Hopkins. I don't give my patients calcium supplements because this, the body takes sodium, potassium, and magnesium, and through the process of numeration turns it into water-soluble ionized calcium. So if they're taking any of those three elements,
mm-hmm.
the body will naturally take those and turn them into water-soluble ionized calcium.
So Dr. John, in this last minute, how can people find your products?
Younghealth.com. Younghealth.com.
Excellent. Good. And they look reasonable and they're very, it's fascinating. And I love that there's a doctor behind this that's a family medicine because, you know, we're cut from the same cloth. And, you know, everything you say makes absolute sense. So thank you, Dr. Young. I really appreciate you coming on with us.
All right. Take care. See you later. Bye.
Thank you. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is some pretty scary stuff. Teething tablets may have been linked to 10 children's deaths, according to the FDA. They say nearly 361,000 toddlers have been treated in hospitals for injuries caused by falls, tip-overs from 1990 to 2010. So when you see injuries and hospitals and falls, you're thinking, okay, well, why just have to worry about, kids and accidents, and you forget that an accidental ingestions. These are things that are putting kids into the hospitals, and we as parents really try our hardest, and we as family members to avoid this. But what if you are actually giving your child a medication that could be giving them an adverse. What if this is something where the child is doing everything they're supposed to? It's not an accident. And I, you know, and they say now 10 children have died who have used homeopathic teething tablets, and 400 adverse events have been associated with these tablets, according to the FDA. The FDA has warned caregivers to stop using the products which parents use to soothe teething babies, and to take the child to a doctor immediately if the child experiences problems. The agency is investigating the adverse events and cases involving the deaths, as a relationship of these deaths to the homeopathic teething products has not been determined and is currently under review. So the deaths and adverse events, including fever, lethargy, just fatigue, vomiting, sleepiness, tremors, shortness of breath, irritability, and agitation, occurred over the past 6 years. In a statement, they said, emailed to CNN, Highlands, which is a maker of homeopathic teething tablets and gel, said Highlands has not been made aware of any data that supports the claims and the warning against our teething tablets and gels. Our understanding is that the FDA's investigation is still ongoing. They say the fact is we have not been made aware of any medical or statistical evidence to support a causal link between homeopathic teething tablets and adverse outcomes at this point. We continue to request any available information and statistics from the FDA. Highland said this week that it will stop distributing the products in the U.S. What about another country? They say the company said in a letter posted on its website that it is going to choose to discontinue the distribution of its teething products. Now, there is no recall right now. So the products include Highlands Baby Teething Tablets, Highlands Baby Teething Tablet Nighttime, Highlands Baby Teething Gel. CVS has sold this. They pulled them off all the shelves. They think what it could be, because everyone's like, okay, what is the agent? They're not really specifying what's going on and what was the cause of death with these kids. They say back in 2010, Highland did have to do a recall because the FDA found inconsistent amounts of belladonna in the tablets. Belladonna helps kind of relax you. And the agency also had reports of adverse events related to the products that were consistent with belladonna toxicity. The FDA also was concerned that the bottles did not have child-resistant caps. So apparently the company reformulated the product to reduce the amount of belladonna and revamped its production process. They said, we also improved our system to monitor, investigate, and trend all safety reports on our products. We have not seen any trend to indicate that those medications cause any risk to consumer. So basically what these have is they have the belladonna, which is kind of more of a relaxing agent, and then they have benzocaine. Benzocaine is like Orajel, right? It's a topical anesthetic. And, what we like to use it for teething. Many people with aphthous ulcers and cold sores, canker sores, I should say, on the inside of the mouth, they'll grab some Orajel. There's baby Orajel, there's grown-up Orajel, and they put the benzocaine on, and it almost immediately causes relief. But I've always been concerned how much is toxic for babies. So the American Academy of Pediatrics suggests that what parents should do if the child is teething, to massage the gums with a clean finger when the baby is in pain, use a solid teething ring, or a clean wet washcloth that has been chilled in the freezer, frozen bananas, berries, or bagels. Parents can also give weight-appropriate dose of acetaminophen. Of course, you have to ask the doctor. See, what I always recommended, if the baby was teething, to dip your cloth in some cold apple juice. I don't like freezing because I think the ice, I don't want frostbite if anybody forgets to actually remove it from the baby's mouth. So what I always recommend is dip a cloth into some cold apple juice or cold grape juice and let the kid just sit there and munch on the cloth. There's something also about the kneading sensation. Like, you know, a lot of us, we just love rubbing those gums, and it just feels better. So if you can't do it with your finger, then we recommend the like those teething rings, like those ones that you stick in the refrigerator. People stick them in the freezer, but I'd rather stick them in the refrigerator. Because in the freezer, then they're too cold for the baby to hold. And then they sit there and they just gum it. Like the one where it has little fishies. You know where it looks like a ring, and there's like a little ball. There's like a bunch of connected, you know, water balls all connected in a ring form. There's a little fishy, and then there's little fishies, look it. So I like that. Speaking of kids, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Nearly a fifth of their parents regret giving the trendy names they gave their children. Apparently there is a lady in England who named her son Jediah after the Jedi in, I guess, Star Wars. Jediah. Right? Or Jediah. Yeah, Jediah. I thought that was also biblical, too. Apparently her kid doesn't like her. Her kid got teased. And so I guess he came home from school and he said, "Mom, I don't want my name anymore. Call me Stephen." And so what she did is she said, "Okay, I'll call you Jed instead." And, you know, it's very interesting how, you know, a lot of us parents, we think it's going to be cool to have, you know, our kid named Apple or our kid named, what was it, Moon Unit? Didn't Frank Zappa named his kid Moon Unit? I don't really know whatever happened to, yeah, you know. And we're kind of selfish about that. Didn't Alicia Silverstone name her kid Braid Blue or Blue? I don't know. So somebody's kid is also named Blue. So I understand it's exotic. It makes you stand out. It may give you like stage names. You know, I mean, when I name my kids, I name my kids Stone and Brock. And those aren't the basic Stephen, Christian, you know, Kyle, Mark. They're not the typical names. And the reason why I came up with Stone and Brock is I was afraid that I was going to have kids that if they were going to be small in size and get beat up, if they had cool names, they'd be less likely to be beat up. So somebody would be like, "Hey, you know, let's after school beat up the Wax kids." Yeah, who are they? Stone and Brock. Never mind. Those sound, you know, I mean, you know, when you think of the name Brock, okay, you know, you're going to think of big, you know, and Stone. And so, Stone is big. Brock is still growing. And, Stone originally didn't like his name. When he got to an age where some of the kids were making fun of him, he goes, "Mom, why is my name Stone? I think the name is stupid." And I'm like, "Well, what name would you prefer?" He's like, "I don't know. I don't want to change my name, but I think my name is stupid." And I felt so bad. I go, "Really?" But now he likes it. He's like, "Mom, it's kind of a cool name." So So my name is Dahlia. My father named me after Dahlia Lavie, the actress Dahlia Lavie, the Israeli actress. And my mom didn't like the name. My mom didn't like the name Dahlia. So she called me Dolly. Now, I didn't mind being called Dolly, you know, until everybody would make fun of me and my boobs, right, saying I look like Dolly Parton, even though I was only like in the third grade. And after all the Dolly Parton jokes and all that, you know, I was like, I'm done. So by the fifth, and I moved to a lot of different schools. My folks moved a lot. So, you know, here I am, a new student halfway through fifth grade, walking into the class. And the teacher goes, "You know, what's your name?" And I go, "Well, my name is Dahlia, but my mom calls me Dolly." And she's like, "What do you want us to call you?" And I said, "Dahlia." And I remember my mom taking a breath, like, you know, she was mad about that. And then from then on in school, they call me Dahlia. And here I am, Dr. Dahlia. D! Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works.
I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With my pillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. My pillow is my go-to pillow every night. And when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This was an email I got about a month ago. Very interesting. Lois writes, Doc, you told us to watch Game of Thrones, so I did, and love it. Then you told us to watch House of Cards, love it too. I mean, I didn't say go watch it. I just said I love watching these things, okay? He writes, I can't watch television anymore since every show injects political undertones. So now that it's off season, what shows should we watch next? Awaiting your advice. So that's interesting. I love House of Cards. I love Game of Thrones. I thought Boardwalk Empire was a great series. I like Narcos on Netflix. But it's very interesting about what he said with television and the political undertones. By the way, this isn't anything new. Okay, maybe we're noticing it more because this political year has been very, very charged and, very controversial. But, I'll watch Will and Grace reruns. I loved Will and Grace. I loved it. You know, but I'll watch it. And then every now and then, you know, Will makes a little jab at Bush. President Bush was, at the time. And so, throughout the series, there are these little jabs. And so, it's not the first time this has happened. I mean, look at Archie Bunker, right? All in the Family. I mean, he sat there and made fun of Ford and Carter, you know, as the day is long. Politics, especially in the 70s sitcoms, politics were a part. So this isn't anything new, okay? It's just there was a period of time where we could watch television shows and not feel like there was a lot of politics. I mean, I'd watch 24, and I'd be like, wait a second, 24, is this, Homeland Security, maybe Patriot Act, are they, and I'm like, I don't know, maybe not, but for the most part, you can enjoy 24. Game of Thrones, people say there's some political undertones, like now, everybody empower is a woman. There could be, but for the most part, you sit back and enjoy it. It's really enjoyable. Boardwalk Empire, when they were talking about women's suffrage, yeah, there was some politics injected into that, but that was history. Yeah, you're not going to be completely, TV is supposed to be an escape from reality. So I don't blame any of us who are frustrated when there's a lot of political undertones in it. And this Designated Survivor. Okay, so ever since 24, I have been waiting for another, 24 type of show. Well, a lot of people have been asking for it, and we aren't getting it, okay? But Kiefer Sutherland is in this new show called Designated Survivor. I think it's on ABC. So when we saw, apparently it's about, I'm not going to, ruin this, but basically, whenever Congress, whenever it's the state of reunion, okay, the State of the Union, what ends up happening is, since everybody's there, the president, the vice president, the secretary of state, if everybody is there, or Speaker of the House, there's somebody that nobody knows that's, I guess, taken to a private bunker or a private area away from, even they don't know until that night, from what I understand. So that if anybody, let's say, does attack, Congress, or does attack, and kill, let's say, all our members of Congress and all our executive branch, judicial branch, etc., there's somebody that could survive and run the country. So that ends up being Kiefer Sutherland. So there's no shock there. Okay, so he's the designated survivor. So he becomes president. So you're watching this going, okay, this could be cool. And just the show is all about every single, it's about the email hacks, and it's about the, immigration, and it's about profiling. And, on one end, I can understand how, a comedy would want to make fun of and, satire, and jest what's going on politically. I get that. And that's what Saturday Night Live has always done. They've always made fun of presidents, no matter who was the president. And just, you go to that comedy for that, because the comedy is the escape. But when they do these television shows and they interweave it, or has Lewis Wright's inject it, it really starts to leave a bitter taste in your mouth. I don't want to watch something that's pro-Republican or pro-Democrat. I just want to watch a show. And so, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about Empire. I think Empire is a very well done show, but there's a lot of politics. A lot of politics. They bring up Ferguson. They bring up now. Again, if that's what the show is supposed to be designed for, if it's supposed to be, you know, historic, if it's supposed to be real life and realistic, then, yeah, just like with Boardwalk Empire, they brought in the suffrage. They brought in, yeah, there was some angles to it that were more left-leaning. But for the most part, you know, yeah. But when it's, you know, they incorporate, very, very, controversial, very sensitive subjects when you're trying to be taken away into this, you know, world of music and, you know, it's kind of frustrating. So anyway, there was a study looking at, are there TV shows that Democrats like to watch versus Republicans? And this was an interesting study that came out a couple years ago. Remember when Duck Dynasty was huge? So according to this study, they looked at what shows seemed to be more attracted to liberal Democrats, like The Mindy Project, Strong Scandal, Homeland. They said Republicans may like more of the male-led shows, Person of Interest, NCIS, Top Gear, Duck Dynasty. Now, I don't so much know about that. So the Democratic favorites were like Real Time with Bill Maher, Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Colbert Report. See, but I love those shows, too. I mean, Masterpiece, The Newsroom, Saturday Night Live, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, Modern Family, love Modern Family, Project Runaway, Bob's Burgers, Scandal, New Girl, American Masters, Fashion Police, Antiques Roadshow, Jimmy Kimmel, The Simpsons, Glee. I love Glee, The Mindy Project. I loved that. I don't think it's on air anymore. Doctor Who, Homeland, Jay Leno, Mad Men. They say Republican favorites, this is back in 2014, Rent or Buy, Buying or Selling, Blue Bloods, Duck Dynasty, Longmire, Prospectors, Flip This House, New Girl, Person of Interest, Revolution, The Amazing Race, NCIS. I don't really watch any of these shows. And again, I'm a registered independent, but I'm not liberal. I'm not extreme conservative. And Pawn Stars is on there. Yes, I like that big time. American Idol, yes. The Voice, yes. So that's very interesting. And then Goldbergs were on that. So obviously there's different strokes for different folks. We want an escape from politics, and I would suggest making shows more neutral. All right, and it doesn't have to be politically correct, but don't sit there and try to use our off time to proselytize us one way or the other. You know what's ridiculous? Like in the show with Designated Survivor, they have one of the quote-unquote bad guys start quoting Ronald Reagan. Okay, that's too much. Okay, really? So, it's interesting stuff, but I hear you. TV's supposed to be an escape. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.